Hi, my name is Daniel McKinley, and today I'm going to show you the 3-to-6-player game Cutthroat Caverns, designed by Kurt Covert and published by Smirk and Dagger Games. To set up, you're going to need a minimum of 3 players and a maximum of 6. The game setup will be a little bit different round per round depending on the number of players. For example, you'll need the correct number of initiative cards, one for each player, and you'll want to set up 9 base characters and 1 finisher. These are shown by here on the bottom left of their picture. It shows finisher. So you'll want to choose one of these, or you can choose at random. You'll take this and place this on the bottom, and the game will be played over 10 rounds. At the beginning of each round, players will have 7 cards that will be dealt to them, and any players who have item cards in their hand will play those face up in front of them. For example, I put a potion of strength in front of me, and I have the remaining 6 cards in my hand. You will also flip over the top card, the top monster. This monster shows you how much health they have based on the player count on the bottom of this little chart. In this example, the Ripper, he has 150 health in a 3-player game. So you place the health marker shown here. As they are dealt damage, you'll be moving this dealt marker down, eventually to 0, hopefully killing the monster. Now, all of these monsters do have an effect that will show you, that will happen to different players throughout the game and throughout different rounds. For example, this Ripper says when a player is damaged by the Ripper, remove a card at random from that player's hand. So you would shuffle it up and remove one at random. Each one of these has a different effect and different abilities. I'll let you to discover those on your own, but this video is to help you get started. Also, the number of points right here, shown on the bottom right of their image, is how many prestige points they are worth for the winner, whoever deals the final blow to them. Also, each player will have a character. Now, each of the characters, they can choose which one they want. They do not have special abilities, so you can pick whichever character you feel is your favorite. And also you'll get one of these little markers, and you'll place your health starting at 100. The goal of the game is to get the most prestige points by destroying these monsters. However, only the player who does the final blow will get the glory for that. You'll all have to work together to destroy the monster, but it's whoever gets that final kill is the one who's talked about and the songs are written of in the inns. So, let's go back to the round. You'll mix up the initiative cards, and each player will get a random initiative amount. So I'll be player 3, these players will be 1 and 2. That's the turn order that this round will be played out. From their hand of 7 cards, you will likely have the majority of them as attack cards. Attack cards will be important because those are how you actually do damage to the monsters. You might also have action cards, which can be played any time during the game that it calls for. Most of the cards are fairly self-explanatory on how and when you can play them. For example, the Edge Out, it says play on another player before they reveal their set card. We'll go over the set card in a minute, but that gives you a sense of the timing for it. Whereas like this one, Not On My Watch, play, cancel any other action card. So, if you have any questions on how the ruling works, you can check out the Board Game Geek page or the rule book. It has clarifications on some of these cards. Now, on your turn, all players will take what's called their set card. They will take a single attack card and place it face down in front of them. When all players have done so, the player, let's say here and here, the player with the first card reveals theirs and would apply the attack. The number that's on the attack card is also shown in the red bubble here, but is also shown on there. You'll notice other values are on the attack card as well, and those we'll talk about in a minute. You would do the base damage to them, in this example 10, so it goes down to 140, and then you follow the instructions. This says throw holy water. If fighting an undead, you would check to see if it's an undead, which this is a beast, so it is not, so you would ignore that ability. But this could actually do 50 damage instead. So that player just chose to do it as a 10 power attack. You might have something as simple as a base attack that doesn't have any different effects. You'll notice this 50, I do 50 damage. But there's also the 100 here, and that's to show you if there's modifying involved from previous attacks. This card, Feint, this is a good example. It's a tactical maneuver. It says set as a standard attack. This attack neither hits nor inflicts damage, nor can it be made to do so. Like I said, you want to be the one who does the final amount of damage. So you might hold back on some of your more powerful cards later. I'm going to go over a few of them just to show you them now and how their effects work. And so that way you have a better understanding of it. Like this one, Slip Behind. It has 2x on all the borders. This is what's called a Rider card, which means it will apply effects to the next card played. This one, set as a standard attack, which we could. Then when revealed, keep this card next to your character board. On your next turn, multiply the attack value by 2. So remember how I played this, the attack 50, but there's actually a 100 here? I can put it upside down on this to show that it was 100. You're going to continue doing this and doing damage until each player has dealt damage, and then the monster will attack. And this says it strikes a player for 10... It strikes the first player number 1 for 10 LP. So player number 1 in this example was Talon. He would lose 10 life. Then all players draw a card, and you continue into the next round. Now, we talked a little bit about the items from earlier, and those, you could do a thing called uncorking them, where you use them, and they will have lasting effects. Most of them will heal, but in this example, the Potion of Strength, this says, play this card face up when immediately dealt, and tip to drink. So I would turn it, showing the first round, and all of my attacks do double damage for the next 2 rounds. So I have round 1, round 2, and when I turn it to the remove, that is now discarded. Another kind of card I wanted to show real quick is these kinds that have a character depicted on the bottom. Now in this case, if you had the character, if this was mine and I played this, I may choose to play it for the higher attack value, in this case 40 attack. It is optional if you have a character from a different picture on your character card, then simply you play it for its normal base attack. And as I said earlier, there's a lot of other attack cards, like for example, Twist the Knife. This says, when you play this card, rotate any other attack cards previously played this round to its highest value. If this damage is lethal, you score the kill. So you add extra damage on top of it. And there's a lot of other effects that I will let you look for in later on. Play is going to continue until this monster is defeated. The player who does the final damage to it will take this card as the prestige points, as shown earlier by 3. And then all players will then get to choose to discard any cards from their hand and then draw back up to 7 for the next fight. You reveal the next one, set the life health as shown earlier, and show that this is the next encounter. On encounters 7, 8, and 9, you'll get bonus points for defeating it. And on the 10th one, if you decide to play more or a longer game, you'll notice that the finishers will add more effects to your abilities. However, if there's a point where a player loses all of their health, well, they're out for the game and cannot continue throughout the rest of this. However, if all the players are removed, then you have all lost. The player at the end of the game with the most prestige points will then be the winner of Cutthroat Caverns. And that's how you play Cutthroat Caverns. As true to their name, Smirk and Dagger Games, this is a very backstabby game. And it is a good, fun time for anybody involved. So, as long as you don't take it too seriously, neither will the game. You'll have a blast. If you want to come try it, you sure can. Come by Zia Comics in Las Cruces, New Mexico, where we can teach you how to play Cutthroat Caverns.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.